It's time now for sports. A lot to talk about today. More than a century of amateur play in college is over. The French Open women's final is happening right now. Throw in a thrilling Stanley Cup and surprising NBA finals, and you have a lot to talk about with ESPN's Michelle Steele. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Deb. It's a busy morning.
So last night, a federal judge signed off on a $2.8 billion settlement, now paving the way for colleges to actually pay athletes directly. This is a remarkable moment in college sports. It's ending more than a century of the amateur model. What is it going to look like?
Yeah, so what's going to happen, Deb, is that starting as early as July, schools will pay their athletes around $20 million annually as part of what's being framed as a revenue-sharing deal. This is not salaries, which would kick in all sorts of other implications, right? So I guess the question here is who's going to get the money? Football and basketball, they're the biggest revenue generators. They're going to be the biggest beneficiaries. I think what's interesting to a lot of college football fans is now every NIL deal, these are name, image, and likeness, sort of endorsement deals. If they're over $600, they're going to have to go through a clearinghouse to make sure it's a real endorsement deal and not just, Crazy Eddie's car dealership paying a guy to go to Alabama. So we'll see how strict the enforcement is going to be around that after a few years of the Wild West in the NIL, Deb.
You know, my husband mentioned we're going from the $100 handshake to the million-dollar deal, right?
Yeah, crazy. We're not going to have duffel bags of cash, lying around anymore. This is going to be a regulated industry because college sports is a big business now.
So the French Open women's final is underway. They're taking the court right now, I take it. Number one, Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus versus number two, Coco Gauff of the United States. Gauff would become the first American to win a women's single title in Paris in a decade. Does she have a shot?
She's definitely got a shot. She's won a Grand Slam before. In fact, she beat Sabalenka the one time that they met in a Grand Slam final. But a lot of experts around tennis are putting their money on Sabalenka. You know, I spoke to a coach this week who coached the last American woman to reach a French final, Sloane Stephens. His name is Kamau Murray, and he told me that Sabalenka has the hot hand. She's seen as a little bit as dominant as Martina Navratilova was in her prime. So we'll see if Coco can defy those expectations. And like you said, the match is just about to get underway.
On the ice now, the Stanley Cup tied after two games. The defending champs, the Florida Panthers, even things up with a double overtime win over the Edmonton Oilers. Has this cup final rematch from last year been everything you've expected?
This series has everything, Deb. You've got the revenge factor for the Oilers, huge stars on both sides. Andrew Marchand, who's now joined the Panthers after a storied career with the Bruins. He had the double OT winner last night. Great matchup. Both of these games have gone to overtime. You know, I have friends who are covering the series who are going to be ping-ponging between Edmonton and Miami, but I hope this series goes seven games. And you know what? They'll get a lot of frequent flyer miles, so it's okay.
And basketball, right? So the Indiana Pacers are the surprise leaders. They're up one over Oklahoma City Thunder after the first game in the NBA Finals, thanks to yet another buzzer beater winning shot by Tyrese Halliburton. That makes four stunning late game comebacks for the Pacers in these playoffs. I guess at some point we should stop calling them stunning. The Pacers were underdogs heading into Oklahoma City for that game. Few expected the Pacers to have a chance. Were we wrong about this team?
The short answer, Deb, is yes. You know, I think I can confirm for Weekend Edition, the Pacers are not a fluke. They just refuse to give up. They play at such a high pace. They're so aggressive, even in the face of big deficits. You know, you mentioned this is their fourth late-game comeback in the postseason, and Tyrese Halliburton is him. He hit a game winner in every round of the playoffs. It's wild.
He is so fun to watch.
Oh, he is so fun. And you know what? One of his best friends, Deb, in Indy, Caitlin Clark. She told me recently that they've got a group text after games. They can just chat about, you know, the challenges and, of course, the fun of their high-pressure job. So that's pretty cool. You might see him around Indy at your local coffee shop. Who knows?
That is cool. Thank you so much. That's ESPN's Michelle Steele. Glad you were with us.
You bet. See you next time.